board.
Okie doke.
Clickety clack.
All right. Hopefully I can avoid clipping part two.
Now we're just down to Ben finally retiring to get rid of that, the end that quarterback class, right?
Yes.
Because Eli's gone.
He's the last of them.
Yeah, Rivers is gone. Phillips.
Yep.
Opening the gym.
Okie doke. Ian, I am not kidding. After we joked about it, I have seen more than one proposed deal in the world that the Steelers cannot afford to get J.J. Watt and Watson both to come to Pittsburgh. I'm like, wow, that can't happen because we can't even pay the salary cap. But it sure would be fun.
There's going to be nothing happening in Pittsburgh. The only thing happening in Pittsburgh this offseason is they have to let Juju go.
Yeah, can't afford him.
Yeah.
There's, what, 4 or 5 people that are going to have to go?
I don't know. I just, Juju's at the top of the list. I don't know, other than the two obvious outliers, have they ever given a second contract to a wide receiver?
Whoa.
Ever?
Well, I mean, sure, probably. Ever. I don't know how long.
Right. I said, besides Hines, Ward, and Antonio Brown, ever.
I'm sure, Stallworth probably had more than one contract. Lynn Swan, probably had more than one contract. He didn't play there very long, though. He only played, 5 years?
Right. So Juju's gone.
Yeah, I very much assume Juju is gone. I do not expect him to come back. But yeah, I don't know. New offense coordinator, time for new quarterback. I don't remember which is more beneficial, if Ben retires or if they cut him. Which way gets them more money back?
Right.
I think it's if he does the retirement, they could just tell him to keep, his signing bonus, but they would get more money back on the cap, I think. Oh, good point, Sam Wright. Yeah, Louis Lips was there for a good 8 years.
Hmm.
Good old Louis Lips. He was the only thing that was good on that team for a long time. Those teams were bad. Wow, it's after 9 o'clock. We're talking about football.
Hmm.
Well, I'm talking about football. Ian just goes, and Ray just doesn't say anything.
Is it well after 9 o'clock?
It is well after 9 o'clock.
Okay, I think I'm good. I don't know that I'm... Oh, I should look up my own question so that I'm ready for my segment. You can start. I should open up the mail. I don't have the script. I couldn't be more in the weeds, but...
Oh, I'm going to have to use the infographic because I never bothered finishing my Deadpool dailies, Crash of the Titan stuff. We'll just hope the infographic's right. If it's not, blame Samurai.
Okay.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 277th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I thought of the other thing we needed to talk about before the show started. Check your email for an email that I forwarded to you guys from
somewhere.
A third party. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the only one who just screwed up the beginning. That's me. I'm
terrible afraid. Opening.
Yeah. We got Ray. We got Ian. They're much better because they're mostly quiet. We're the Puzzle Warriors. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
I'm in the weeds, but I'm okay.
We're quiet listening. We wait for you to mess up the beginning. That way it takes all the pressure off of us.
Yeah, that's mostly true.
Smooth sailing from here on out.
I'm sailing away.
Oh, you have to finish it.
See, week of January 20th to the 27th, and sadly, we're still in the year of our COVID. in your 5-day 4-star crash! on the 17th was Talos the Talosian. Ian, did you try it?
No. 0-1-3, probably not getting it done. I haven't tried it yet.
You've got the stun power, right? You could have had a chance.
Oh. No, I didn't try it yet. If it's still there, I might try it after the show.
All right, number next on the 22nd, two twos, double deuce, Deuce Staley coming at you. You got Miles versus Spider-Woman. You should be able to Venom Blast your way to victory there.
Yeah, that person disappear and then just hope for the best.
Sorry, just read the graphic. It made me laugh. And then on the 27th, it's Invisible Drax versus Thanos.
That's
you should
easy.
Win that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we end? Over in Storyland, the Infinite Pursuit is going. That'll get you a Rocket and a Groot, a Melon Head, some Yellow Jacket shards. Placement is X-23 and some Storm shards. Followed up by the Battle at the Basilica, Ian. Alliance event tomorrow.
Oh.
Colossus and
X-23. Not Battle of the Basilica.
And on the Alliance side, you will get Elektra and Elsa. So, not great rewards over there.
Elektra?
Three-star Elektra.
Yeah, sorry. I couldn't remember who that character was, and I was like, I don't think Electro's in this game. Are you sure?
That would be cool. I'd like to see Electro.
Yeah, no. Electro, and who's the other reward?
Elsa Bloodstone.
Oh, I don't think I have any of those. I could use one. Where do I get that one, or do I get the other one?
You'll get them both, because it's on Alliance Rewards. We will carry you to victory.
Oh, great. Great. So, Alliance, I apologize. I have been laboring under the delusion that I was up to date with my playing, and this was like the one thing that I was sticking to, but it turns out that all I care about is online poker. And when I logged onto my computer, Steam was like, you haven't played video games since like Friday. Get to it. And I was like, I'm sorry. So,
man, it's
apologies.
Been like a week straight then. You're on a bender.
I didn't miss a whole week, but I probably missed like 3 or 4 days in a row. It was shameful.
That's weird. You haven't been showing up as missing whole days.
Oh, maybe I haven't. I don't know. The dates on the Steam for when you last played, it was like the 16th, and I was logging in on the 20th, and I was like, eh, Glaven.
Yeah. If you'd have missed multiple days in a row, I would have probably said, like, hey, what's something going on?
Do better. Yeah.
All right. Shall we move on?
Yes.
Okay. In PvP land, it's still the Soul Season. Perfect Storm is running. That'll get you a Mohawk and a Hellcat. Placement is Cho and Unce, Tice, 5 times a Widow.
Hmm.
Go. That's a new one there for you. Hey, let's talk about news. There's new release notes. Those are always exciting.
Yeah, I'm ready.
219, they have re-released that clue is just the word room, so I still think it's chamber. It's not going to be chamber, but I'm going to stay with chamber. It says Yellow Jackets now at events. Basilica event starts on the 21st. Halfway through the Soul Seasons, do something. Changes to the UI, we'll talk about here in a minute. Favoriting a hero on the roster screen now updates the filter counter immediately. I didn't realize that was a problem. And favoriting hero on the roster screen now updates the heart icon for any duplicates of that character immediately. So there you go. All right. UI revamp changes for buying tokens. Man, it's going to take me some getting used to. Do you love it? Do you hate it? My biggest problem with it actually is the fact that the number that tells me how many of each token I have seems to be way too small.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, like, you know where it says like... get your covers?
Right.
So like you have like the square, like, you know, the get your covers, and where you have like 5 of them. It'll have a number 5 in the corner.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's a tiny little number 5 in the top corner. So, you know, I don't know. I just think it should be more obvious. And I don't like that scrolling down, like it's got the different tabs across the top, mm-hmm. which are handy for jumping ahead.
Right.
But I've accidentally, like, scrolling down through it, I thought I was just looking at, like, you know, heroic offers. But then I was into the legendary automatically and I didn't realize that and accidentally bought I thought I was spending all my heroic tokens. And accidentally bought a latest legend. Now, granted, it got me a 5-star Adam Strange. So that was nice and all. But I didn't mean
Adam
to spend
Warlock?
It. That's his name.
Cool.
Isn't Adam Strange also a character somewhere? That's a thing, right?
Is that a DC character?
It could be.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a DC guy.
Okay.
All right, I knew I'd read it somewhere. Came out in 1957. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I agree with what you're so, it's going to take me a while to get used to it. I got very much used to, like, a lot of times I wake up and I do the Deadpool dailies and then I open tokens. Like, that's when I open tokens. So I'm half asleep when I'm doing it and it's just automatic. Like, my fingers know where to go and they know where to click and, you know, that's not going to be the case tomorrow morning. So
Right. It's
going to take me a while to understand, like, where I need to go to open all the standards and they're like the colors. I would go by color. Like, I could tell that if the kind of on a more yellowy screen that I was opening the heroic tokens, if it was a purpley screen, I knew it was, you know, that's totally gone now. So yeah, I'm going to have to pay attention and it's going to take a little bit getting used to. The way you can jump around, I think, is very nice. So I don't hate it. It's just gonna be a little bit to get used to.
Yeah, it's just a big change for me. I just have to get used to it.
It definitely is a big change.
And Searing, what did you think?
So I'm too old to accept change very easily.
That's fair.
But there is part of me that tells me that I have grown to enjoy all of the changes they have made. So I'm resistant to it at first, but I think it was handy. It actually pointed out to me that, you know, unlike you, there were some areas I was like, oh, I hoard way too many tokens, and I don't even think I have that many. I'm sure compared to some of the things I've seen on Reddit, here in the community, in Discord, and from, you know, our listeners, that what I think is a large number is, you know, chump change. But I was surprised that I had as many things as I did. I was like, wow, I've either been playing too much or my hoarding's getting out of hand or a little bit of both. I like it. It looks good. It's clean. It feels like, you know, everything else. It feels like when I click on a character and have to scroll down to do everything. So, you know, it's just a matter of making the change emotionally inside of me.
Does right. it feel like the first time? Like the very no. first time?
Nope.
Hmm. Not just a little?
No.
I don't know. It's like playing this game for the first time. I'm like, I don't understand any of these screens. What do they mean?
Nope. Now, if you had quoted, like a virgin, I would have been like, yes!
So yeah, I don't know. It's a big change. I have to adjust it.
I don't know. I like it. I think it'll be fine. I don't, and it's got the tabby bits so that I can jump around pretty easily.
Yeah, you can jump up, and jump down.
Yeah. Word to your moms. I came to drop bombs.
Chocolate.
Scoop, that is the wrong song, but I love that commercial.
I know. Sorry. It's just that's what pops in my head now every time I think of that style, you know, that era right. of rap kind of thing is. Now that commercial's on TV, it makes me laugh every single time it comes on.
It's funny every time. You are right to do so.
Sprinkle!
I support that.
All right, well, there you go. What else you got in the news?
Oh, no, I was supposed to have news. I've been playing a lot of online poker. It's great. It fills me up inside. I didn't realize how much I missed playing poker. I didn't realize how long it's been since I got to play poker with you guys, even on a semi-regular basis. Other than that,
I'm curious if we get this local casino, if it ever actually does happen.
Yeah, I saw that on
are they going
Buddy
to put
Kurt's
in
page.
A poker room?
What? I assume yes.
So you're just going to have to move back here so we can become those jerks who are in every tournament and collude with each other nonstop to kick out everybody we don't know? That happens at every other small-time casino that we've ever gone to?
I will have to be honest with you. I will not be colluding with you.
But I will collude with you, and I will just commute. I'm not moving back home.
All right, fine.
I hadn't heard anything about Poker Room. They said table games, so I don't know if that includes Poker Room or not.
I'm assuming in my world, table games translates into 9 tables of blackjack.
Yes. One roulette.
Well, yes, one roulette. If the people who are building this place have done any kind of research into State College, it's going to have Pigal tables.
Right.
And Baccarat tables at a noodle house.
Right. There's a ton of Asian people who could participate
in
the casino.
If they do not, you know, factor a good chunk of this casino at the Chinese market, they are morons.
That is an accurate statement. You were not just being hyperbolic there. That is absolutely true.
It's, the population here is big enough that, you know, you got to cater to that.
Where is it going to be located, allegedly?
Quote, unquote, near the mall.
Right. That's not helpful. Does that mean it's across the other side of the street by the train tracks and all those factories? Or not factories, but like warehouse type businesses?
I have heard rumors that they will be built in the parking lot near where Sears was.
Yeah.
And eventually wait for the mall guy to tear down the mall.
And then expand.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. They just said it has to be within so many miles of some township that I didn't even recognize.
Okay.
Which is not College Township. It's like the next one over.
Peru.
And, yeah, it just says it will be quote-unquote near the mall.
Okay. I mean, I'll definitely go. When I heard about it, I was like, that's awesome. I'm ready. I'm ready for a casino within 45 minutes drive of where I live.
Yeah. Now, I'm assuming that I will not be able to play Pigal for less than $25 a hand.
You know, Farrar.
Probably.
That would be foolish to ever anticipate that.
But, you know, at least I will have that option of playing, which would be nice. But, you know, just if they would have, you know, a nice, you know, Sunday afternoon tournament or something.
Yeah.
That'd be fun to go partake in.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Ray, you got any news?
Yeah. No, not really. Although, speaking of poker, I ran into Jared today in the tournament that I was playing, so that was...
Oh, did you?
He was like, you're playing in this... He messaged me on Discord. He's like, you're playing in the same tournament I am. Okay.
Yeah, if you ever see Tucker Carlson's face pop up, that's him.
You never know what the name is going to be.
Well,
it's almost always Crap Weasel. But
you can't change it in there, so...
Right.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any. Oh, did you guys watch WandaVision?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, we did.
Your spoiler-free limited take on it is?
It's wacky, but I enjoyed it.
Okay.
You have not watched it?
I have watched it. Okay. I fully agree with Craig. It's wacky. I enjoyed it.
I don't like that style of, sitcom humor, but the other stuff, the Marvel stuff interwoven in, very mm-hmm. kept me interested.
See, so, as a fan of black and white TV comedies, the fact that I got to enjoy Dick Van Dyke followed up by Bewitched,
right?
I thought that was awesome.
I liked all the elements of it.
Like the set, the opening set was the exact living room and kitchen from Dick Van Dyke.
Sure.
They did the joke with the Ottoman. Like,
yep.
Fantastic.
I agree. I guess the only thing that I'm stuck on is I don't know where in the Marvel timeline this show is occurring.
Right. It'll be after Endgame. Just don't know how far.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. I assumed that, but you said it with such confidence, I'm willing to believe you.
Well, it's after Vision's dead, and the question is, has she gone crazy from Vision being killed, or is someone torturing her?
That's why I don't know what the timeline is. They could be, didn't her and Vision meet after Age of Ultron?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Could be any time, in my mind, it's any time after Age of Ultron to today.
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be post-movies.
Okay. I had heard no official statement, so. I loved it. I'm excited to watch more.
Is it going to be one per week now?
I hope so.
Is it Fridays, I'm assuming?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It originally launched on Fridays, so.
The fact that it told me I could watch two of them, I was like, sweet! So,
yep.
Brondiac says yes.
One per week on Fridays, so.
All right.
Awesome.
So I'll be watching that every week. I'll be excited. All right. We'll be in. Ian, hit the top three for me.
Holy bajoli. Okay. So this week, we are starting our ongoing top three, where we will be doing some top threes of our top three favorite sketches of Saturday Night Live. However, their catalog is so vast, we decided to break it down by decade. So this week, we will be doing Saturday Night Live, the 1970s.
Ray, did you pick three?
I did. I picked three.
Okay.
Okay, good. No need to stall on your behalf. So I will start. And in an unexpected twist, because it's how... my podcast last night ended. My number three favorite sketch is Landshark.
Nice.
It was a silly sketch. It just showed up, pretended to be not the Landshark, and ate you when you opened the door.
Candygram. What? Who is it? Would you like to buy some cookies? What?
I'm just going to cut in here and say that my number three is also Landshark.
Oh. Interesting.
I guess I could have swapped it out real quick after you said Landshark, but I didn't. So
yeah, it's a funny sketch. It really it's silly. It's short and it's timeless.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Now, well, my number three then is one of my perennial favorites. Led to one great movie, The Blues Brothers.
Hmm. Now I'm fine with that. I guess my only hesitation was that now the movie. Very much enjoyed. The sketch wasn't funny at all. Was it meant to be funny?
No, it was a musical bit.
Or was it just
bit.
Belushi and Aykroyd playing blues music?
Yes, I very much enjoy blues music.
Mm.
And I loved it every time.
I'm not opposed to blues music, but I was like, not a skit for me.
Well, I think it is a skit because they definitely go into the persona of those characters and those characters right. with the dancing and stuff like that through a comedy twist into it.
Yeah, it's mostly physical comedy. There's right. no lines. I mean, it's...
Nope, I get it. It's just, I'm just letting you know why it didn't make my list, even as iconic as it is.
Sure. All right, what's your number two then?
My number two is, you know what? I don't know the official title of the sketch, but in my mind, it's called Two Wild and Crazy Guys.
That's the Festrunk Brothers.
Yes.
Is that also race number two then?
No, it was on my honorable mentions, though. I mean, you have to mention the Festrunk Brothers.
I thought they were hilarious. I thought Martin and Aykroyd did a fantastic job. It was genuinely funny. It was a lot bit silly. It was just a teensy bit racist. It had really everything.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
Swinging American foxes.
Hello, foxes.
I have medallions too.
All these, you know, it just tells you in these skits that really what a gem Dan Aykroyd has been to the world.
Yeah. For sure.
Good God, that guy's funny.
Definitely.
Ray, what's your number two then?
All right, so my number two, the name of this bit changed as it went through, but it is the Samurai Deli, Samurai Hotel, Samurai Night Fever. I love the samurai bits. I think that they are hilarious.
They are funny.
Hey, my number two is also samurai insert thing here. Yes. Samurai Delicatessen is one of the funniest skits I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's super absurd. So as I was doing research for this segment, I was also entertained to discover, like, when in the very earliest first, like, three seasons, when Saturday Night Live was trying to find its audience and find its feet and figure out what it was all about, that they only ever had, like, five hosts.
Mm-hmm.
That every episode is Buck Henry, Candace Bergen, Elliot Gould, Paul Simon, and Dick Cavett.
I think that's mostly because those are five people who lived within a three-block radius of 30 Rock.
I mean, every season, they hosted at least one or two times a season. It was fantastic.
Are they in the five-timers club or six-timers club?
I think they all are, yes.
The one that's posted in Discord, the Samurai Hotel, where Richard Pryor comes out as another samurai, it's the only time that Belushi actually speaks English at the end, where he's like, "Oh, well, I see your point there." And,
sorry, genius of John Belushi in those skits. I mean,
absolutely. All right, back to you.
That was smooth. All right, maybe we won't get any number one overlap, but we might.
Oh, we're gonna.
What's that?
I think we're gonna.
You think so? All right, my number one sketch of all time is Garrett Morris singing "Gonna Get Me a Shotgun and Kill All the Whiteys I See." Because that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Probably not ever, but I mean, from that decade, it just blows it all away.
I didn't even consider any of the bits on Weekend News or Weekend Update. But
That song was fantastic. I don't know, he just sang it with just like a certain kind of conviction that was hilarious. And
and if I kill all the whiteys I see, Whitey, he won't bother me.
Bother me. Sorry, that was so that's a gem. That's one of my...
Nice.
If I had to do an all-time list for Saturday Night Live, that would make the list.
All right, I was not expecting that as your number one. All right.
I'm pretty sure I knew what Craig's number one is, so I think we're good. My number one pick was the Olympia Cafe.
Cheeseburger.
Yes.
No Coke, Pepsi.
It was repetitive. You knew it was coming every time, but it was still funny. It really was.
The best part to me every time is watching him at the griddle. And every time the word cheeseburger is said, he puts another patty on the grill because he thinks it's an order. So he's just like cheeseburgers, and he just keeps putting down burgers.
Every time he repeats cheeseburger, he puts another one on. Did you know that was an actual griddle cooking hamburgers at the time?
Nice.
Wow, well done.
Well, those guys probably had the munchies by the time the show's done, if you know what I'm saying.
Good skit.
I do not know what you are implying.
All right. All right, well, Ian, do you want to guess my number one?
Ooh, I could.
No, because I didn't give it much thought. Is it the Coneheads?
No.
It's the Consumer Probe. It's got to be.
That is correct. Even Sluggo has it on the chat. It is Irwin Madeway.
Johnny Switchblade Action Punk.
That's right. I didn't phone in with that there product there. Johnny Switchblade Action
Glass.
Punk. And, you know, maybe Barbie gets out of line one day. She gets cut a little. Yeah, it happens. It's a bag of glass. You know, kids can get glass anywhere in the city. It's in the streets. We're just packaging up for them. We're getting them what they want.
Look, bag of glass, you know? This is scientific.
You know, it's like with the rest of our bag of products. We got a bag of sulfuric acid. We got a bag of nails. Whole line of them.
Johnny Switchblade Action Punk.
Man, I love that Irwin Mainway. I have an honorable mention, but I think Ray's got some.
Yeah, I do too.
I do have a couple honorable mentions. The Killer Bees skit, where the Killer Bees came from the over the southern border, and they were actually portrayed as, you know, guys dressed up as bees who were Mexican. By the way, Elliot Gould, Paul Simon. They were in this bit, so. And the Coneheads, I don't think we can go without mentioning the Coneheads.
Sure.
Like, they're not my top, but they were solid. Oh, the thing about the Killer Bees, they also, they cut away. It's one of the rares where Lorne Michaels actually is involved in the bit, comes on stage, and then you follow him as he goes and talks to the director off screen. Like, it's a interesting bit.
Nice.
Anyway, that's what I had.
Right. Craig, you wanted to throw out an honorable mention?
Yeah, it's one that, you know, I reference all the time. It's the good old Super Bass-O-Matic 76. Because, that's great bass. Again, it's just Aykroyd doing his thing, and it just makes me laugh.
So, speaking of honorable mentions with Dan Aykroyd, this was a portion of an ongoing sketch that they did called Great Moments in Herstory, and this particular one, and it, I don't know why I like it so much, because it's probably just because it's super wrong. It is Dan Aykroyd as Sigmund Freud. And Lorraine Newman, dressed up as a very, very young Anna Freud, sitting on his lap, telling him about this dream she had. She's like, yeah, Dad, I had this dream where I was just surrounded by guys, and they were offering me bananas, but then you were offering me a banana, and it was the biggest, juiciest banana I'd ever seen, and all I wanted was your banana, and he's like, he's chewing on his pipe, and he's getting all nervous. It's fantastic. They did a couple others that were good, but not as good. There was, like, Lorraine Newman as Indira Gandhi, and she was talking to her dad about wanting to buy a gun. It was just weird. But, yeah, the Sigmund Freud sketch really cracks me up. I don't even want to see that image. Thanks for nothing, Samurai. Makes it even weirder.
All right. Well, there you go.
That's good. Yeah.
70s right. SNL skits. That was a prime generation, or, you know, for, of SNL there. That was,
yeah, it was definitely... Stuff. Definitely some, you know, laying the foundation for a lot of interesting seasons to come.
All right, Ian, hit me up with some trivia.
Oh, my goodness. Last week's trivia. Oh, it was, I was asking about the upcoming show WandaVision, and I was asking you what Infinity Gem is in Vision's head. And I have it written down here somewhere. All I know is it's the yellow one.
So it's the Mind Gem.
Mind Stone.
The Mind Stone. The Mind Stone. So if you had yellow one or Mind Stone, both answers were correct. Oh, my. All right. So this week might be a little more challenging, at least for Craig. So in the Avengers, the original Avengers movie.
With Emma Peel?
Nope, not that Avengers. The MCU that had various A-list actors in it. Agent Phil Coulson was very proud of his vintage Captain America trading cards. How many cards were in his set?
Ooh.
If you know this, congratulations and shame on you. If not, I'll tell you the answer next week.
You definitely not find again. It out before he has to go to Tahiti, which over is a magical place.
Yes, all this is true.
All right.
That's it. That's what I got for trivia this week.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
Willie, what you got in that mailbag?
All righty. Let's start with an email that we got from Green Room, who said, just wanted to let you guys know that I passed day 1,000 on my second go-around with MPQ. I'm not exactly sure what that means. Like, did you delete your account and start over? But in any case, by far the best part is having found your podcast to accompany my gameplay. So, hey, thanks. you guys are great at what you do and put a quality show together every week. My favorite may have been around the 5-star Dooms release with Ray saying Doom so many times that my 4-year-old daughter started doing it. Creepy and hilarious to see her walk up to people and whisper Doom in their ear. that or the works good with Okoye running joke. I had hoped Craig used his milestones reward to finally champ her, but I don't think that was
not even close.
Yeah. And he says, I can also end your Doctor Who debate right now. They all suck. Well, you know.
Yes. Finally, someone is on my side.
he also said, put in a good word for a future release of Omega Red, which I would be behind that. Absolutely. Yeah. And thanks for making Thursdays a bit brighter. You are welcome, sir. Then, over on Reddit, Groose posted, the mention of Eddie Izzard reminded me of her role in the movie Mystery Men, where she played disco enthusiast Tony Pompadour. Further led me down the rabbit hole of a 20-minute giggle fit as I recalled my favorite throwaway line from the movie. Greg Kinnear's character is asking his publicist for help on boosting his image and asks if he can fight Deathman, to which his publicist responds completely deadpan, "Deathman is dead." The line is objectively not funny, but for reasons I cannot understand, it resonates with me something fierce. It's a good movie, so I don't remember that scene, though. But
no. Casanova, well, he gave us enough feed for it. I'm like, you're right. I don't get it, but I'm glad you enjoy it that much.
Right. D-Wing and the Wall of Text. He says it's a sign of an excellent episode when Craig is repping the novelty answering machine messages at the drop. Probably true. Took longer for the Steeler pain to surface than I expected. I did the first introducing node for Yellow Jacket, and I need to confess that I was unreasonably angry. That's not what he said, but that my first match of the game, which was a yellow, did not charge any AP. Yellow Jacket doesn't use yellow. That's very true, and I'm not really sure why, but
I feel like Craig feels the exact same way when he remembers that Crimson Bands are blue.
Yeah, definitely. Ray's Mac Gargan tidbit was awesome. Thank you. Every once in a while, I want to tell new players about the brutal time when you couldn't use a character against itself in PvE.
I miss those days.
Yeah, they were good.
I don't know that it was that brutal, but...
Nope, I thought it made perfect sense.
Right. He also goes on to say that I may have seen more stand-up concerts than music concerts in retrospect. He saw Carlin live 3 times.
Wow.
After listening to this list, I need to rewatch the epic rap battle of history that starts out with Carlin versus Pryor, but gets out of hand quickly. I don't think I've ever seen that. He says, I also never heard of Bill Hicks until everyone accused Dennis Leary of ripping him off. That was, that was a big thing after Dennis Leary got big. Ian wins the episode, though.
Yes, on multiple counts. I was tired of all those Ray wins.
Almost literally dying laughing early on, and then seamlessly getting back on the rails to say, "And I am Franz." So, there you go.
Yes.
Stink Palm says, "Church of England, cake or death? Izzard is hilarious." Right.
Do you have a flag?
For me, it isn't as easy as top three comedians. He has to divide it up. I would go with top three current comedians, Chris Rock, Bill Burr, and Dave Chappelle, all valid arguments. This goes out the window if Eddie Murphy were to get back on stage.
Mm.
Top three dead, Hedberg, Williams, and Carlin. I can get behind all those arguments, so.
Yeah, there's no wrong answers here. I'm just kidding, there's plenty of wrong answers.
You know, Ian, I just realized that we got through that whole thing about stand-up comics, and at no point did we sing the song about taking a rocket.
All right, now that was a great experience. He's just not quite the greatest stand-up ever.
He's not, but boy, I enjoyed seeing it.
Oh, it was good. He was funny.
The last comment was from Loofishness, and I just wanted to... He asked if anyone else's episode cut off in the middle of team-up time. Well, I hope not, and I hope you were able to find it elsewhere. I mean, it's on the website, it's on your, you know, wherever you stream podcasts. Hopefully you were able to finish, but it didn't seem to be... I didn't hear of any other problems, so... Hopefully it got resolved for you.
If you missed it and weren't able to recover it, just assume Ray said something, something, something Polaris.
Okoye.
Nope, never Okoye Polaris.
I try to not use Okoye in my team of times because I use her every day for nearly every fight. All right, so that is it. That was the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Where are we at then? Oh, once again then. I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want
we
to
just
pump.
Want to pump you up. I heard lots of claps. We were way out of sync, but I still heard lots of claps.
I only heard mine.
That's fine. You should only listen for your own. So I feel like when we get to the later decades of the SNL, like if we don't choose pumping up with Hans and Franz for our list, are we going to be held accountable for that? I feel like that's unfair.
I don't know if they can make my top three.
No, I don't think so either.
Spoiler alert, they didn't make mine.
Oh, you did every decade already?
Yeah. I figured while I was doing research, I was just going to do it, so.
Ray is ahead of the game.
Yeah, well, I haven't even considered the 80s yet.
I know, because it's the toughest one. It had those weird transitional years, and then some of the good stuff from the 90s hit during 89, and I'm like, should I cheat and include that?
I could probably just promise that none of them will contain Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo's okay.
He's not.
He's fine. He's just not top three material. Let me see if I can figure out what's going on here with this segment that's currently happening. As I heard, Battle of the Basilica is coming up, which means I have to rely on wild speculation and good research from UNC Samurai. So I have no three stars, but we'll just assume that some of the three stars are in fact boosted. Once again, fresh off last week's appearance, disguised as Iceman, Yondu's back.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Yondu's back.
Yondu's back.
So his true healing from his yellow is going to be boosted. He creates some strike tiles with his black, which will be increased. And that ongoing damage you get from his blue is going to be increased this week. Let's see who else we have here. Ooh, magic. I'm just kidding. I just like the character. She's not that good. But she did make one of the team-up times, so she's not unusable, which I like.
She made more than one, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really? I only remember one, but it could have been as many as two. Her red damage is increased. She makes protect tiles and buffs them. That'll be increased. She also makes strike tiles. So, yep, her buffing and her tiles, all better. Then we've got Agent Venom. He is almost certainly boosted this week. His red symbiotic assault does an increased amount of damage. His AoE damage from Take Cover is boosted. And the Military Might, what is it, symbiotic something? I don't know. His black power flips and flops depending on what's going on. He's either dealing damage or he's destroying some tiles and dealing damage and hurting yourself.
Is it alien something or other?
Symbiotic Fury? Alien Frenzy? I don't know. It's Military Might and something else. It's got two powers. He tries his best. He's okay. Now, we have a hodgepodge of possibilities for the final boosted characters. It could be Bucky, but we're not sure. Again, the pink and the red and the blue all do damage, depending on how you are able to manipulate the countdown tiles.
Still purple.
Yep. So now I don't want to be disingenuous. So the purple, so now we've got possibly Ant-Man. When he activates his grow from his purple, that'll do does a ton of damage. It should do a lot. Same thing with small-time crooks. It turns into grow, does the damage. Ants, also damaging. Recently unworked, Hammercap could be boosted. Again, he's got blue damage, red damage. I don't know what his yellow does. And the good wasp might be boosted. Her black wasp thing, fantastic damage. The buffing and switching that comes from her yellow will be boosted for special tiles. Excellent job there. And if they accidentally match that buzzing sound, good times for you. So any of these people could, in fact, be boosted. The first three are very likely. The last four is kind of a Panera you pick two situation.
Oi, with the buffing and the switching, or?
Yeah, always with the buffing and the switching. And let's see what Samurai says this week. Oh, Samurai recommends a delicious adult beverage for, I don't know, your gaming or for whatever it is you're celebrating.
Your day drinking is, I think, what he was.
Yeah, or your day drinking, you know, whichever. If you're over 21 and you do it responsibly, I support you. 8 ounces of cranberry juice, 8 ounces of orange juice, 8 ounces of pineapple juice.
Ugh, too much juice.
I don't know. They all sound like they're delicious and good for you. It's a lot of vitamin C. Then we've got 2 ounces of triple sec, 4 ounces each spiced in white rum, 2 ounces of amaretto, ugh, and a dash of banana liqueur. And
oh,
I'm out.
Come on.
And then you spit in the bowl and throw it at someone.
He had me slightly reeled back in with the amaretto because I love me some amaretto.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, I just realized, too, I should have had Jackie Mason on my list of, you know, stand-up comics.
Banana liqueur is not for me. So anyway, if you'd like a delicious pirate punch, the recipe is attached to this week's infographic. Please chill and serve over ice. Anyway, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to the segment sponsor, Mystify.
Ray, take us to team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Alrighty, pretty simple one this week, and there's a couple reasons for that. One, I really only covered one-star team previously, but there are a couple options out there, and we've actually discussed this grouping, but they haven't made it on my list of team-ups. So, here they are. The other reason that I picked it is because I'm running short, and if you have any suggestions for team-up time, I would be willing to accept them.
Yeah.
So this is for one star people starting out. Who do you want to get up there first? I mean, you can't champ them because they're one stars, but Spider-Man, we have talked about all of his powers are 6 AP to use. So you really want to have your one star Spider-Man. You personally, because he has, again, a 6 AP power, follow up with a Juggernaut. Both of his powers are 6 AP, so you can go between Spider-Man and Juggernaut fairly easily. And then what I would suggest as your third is to throw in Storm, because it gives you the yellow and the black that the other two don't have, and it fills out your colors. And when you're just starting out doing your one-star team, having the rainbow covered is a really good way to make sure that you're not wasting your time building up AP that you can't use. So this is a team. This is actually what I use every day to do my Deadpool daily, the one-star node. So it makes it quick and easy, cheap powers that do a reasonable amount of damage. So surprised I didn't already have it on the list, but there you go. Now we've got 2 1-star teams on the list, and I think that's enough. So Storm, I would probably use her at a 3-5-5 because you're not going to be using her Lightning Strike. You're going to be using Juggernaut. Juggernaut's no option. 5-5. And personally, I have Spider-Man at a 3-5-5 because you've already got Juggernaut's headbutt going, so you don't really have to rely on the on Spider-Man's red. So there you go. Good team to just take everybody out in your one-star node. And again, you could just do this with one character. You could just have Spider-Man. That's fine, but that would be boring for a team-up segment. So in any case, there you go. That's your team-up for this week. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify.
All right, let's navigate this UI.
Yeah. Oh, no, someone changed the UI. I don't know what to do. Is this a vault or a recruit? Or an offer?
Recruit.
Okay. No, wait, did you say the teeny tiny numbers are? Explain to me again your gripe, now that I'm here and I can look at it.
So, like, if I have the legendary thing in my, and it has, you know, get cover, 1x get cover is enormous.
Yes.
And at the top right corner, the number of tokens I have there is too small a number for me. I am old.
So if you're scrolling, they are easy to miss. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I scroll past them and go, wait a minute.
Oh, right. And you're looking at your phone.
I'm looking at
the issue here.
Well, even on my tablet, it's...
Right. Well, again, on a, you know, 27-inch monitor, it's plenty large. I can clearly see.
It's just when scrolling up and down on the screen quickly to see what I have to open, I have blown past that number.
Right. I gotcha.
You know what I wish it had? You know how on the latest Legends and the Classic Legends, it's got the ginormous purple token in the middle to let you know it's a Legends? I wish they did that on the other one so that I could easily tell what I was opening. Like, if it had a similar...
Yeah, instead of the pictures, or, you know, overlay that over top of the pictures like they've done with this.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I do like the artwork that's in there, so that would take away from that, but...
I do, too, but I also like the fact that is the one that you just pointed out. Did they put that over the hood for no reason? Is that the hood I can't see?
I think it is.
The latest Legends? Why would you include him, and why would you do that?
Wait, that shouldn't be the hood. I don't know. Because you can't get a hood from that token, so...
No, absolutely. It would be crazy. Maybe that's why they haven't edited it out, to let you know that you absolutely cannot get this guy for this token.
I mean, it does look like, you know, a red hood poking up on... Oh, that is the back of Magneto's cape.
Okay, I thought they were just editing out. All right.
No,
that's satisfied.
Yeah, as I was looking at the picture, like, you can see, you know, the chain from the Deadpool there.
Yeah.
And that is Magneto's cape. It just really, really looks like the hood's hood.
It really does.
All right. Well, I'll open my token, see what I get. Ooh, it's a 5-star. Ooh, it's Magneto and his cape.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, now Eternal there's no picture for me to click induction. On the face.
Nope, no face pictures anymore.
Oh.
They were tired about hearing us
jam people in the eyes and noses and ears.
Orifices, yeah.
That's so sad.
That got too weird too fast.
Boo Ahrens.
Are you gone?
Sure. I got two, only. First is a Nico, and the second one, 2 4-stars, it's that Coulson guy.
Nice. In a super unexpected twist, that was my second Magneto cover.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I now have it the popular 011.
All right, I got three.
Do it, Doug.
Number one, right off the bat, a purple. I'm liking this new interface. Nice. Anyway, it is Age of Apocalypse Magneto Magnetic Inhibitor.
Nice.
Number two is a 4-star Totally Awesome Hawk. And number three is Ian's favorite Gwenpool. Sploits.
Ugh.
So let me see where
worst
that...
Worst character with the worst ability.
My Magneto is now at a 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Thanks to this guy.
This guy. Awesome.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, me, oh, my. I don't know, but the best way to find out is to go to Soon to Be Named Network. It's at soontobenamednetwork.com. It is a bunch of podcasts that have teamed up to bring you a variety of quality entertainment for your podcast listening time. Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. Complete archive of all of our shows.
Anything else for the go to the order?
Online poker.
Ian, what are we going to do if it ends up being Tom Brady versus Josh Allen in the Super Bowl?
Oh, can we go back to poker?
I can't talk about it aloud.
Okay.
I have some, you know, at this point, you got to kind of, or, you know, actually, you know, as soon as the Steelers go out, or as soon as you know that the Vikings aren't going to make it to even the playoffs, you just kind of pick someone and go with it. And I don't want to put the whammy on anybody.
All right.
I am notoriously unlucky.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, it was an odd question. So maybe when we're off the air, I'm just kidding. As soon as we're off the air, I'm going to go play poker.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us in. Comment, suggestion, shoot them at Ray.
Bang, bang.
PuzzleWarriors3.com, the subreddit, the D3 forums, all those places. Yeah, you can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, give yourself something, and that gives us a little something. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 for some swag. That's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, I'm going to buy me a condo.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Okay.
I told you wouldn't like that clue.
I liked it. All right. It's a real... Oh, bye, friends.
Good night.